This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Be involved, be engaged, be part of the solution, not part of the problem. Seriously. You know, for all intents and purposes, if you're sitting behind your Facebook keyboard and you're really not engaging, well, then you are part of the problem. No joke, seriously. Because unless you get out there and help these candidates win, somebody who will actually do something, then you are part of the problem. It's really that simple. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, becoming part of the solution, really. That's what I want you to be. And you got to get informed. I prefer you get informed here. But heck, if you got somebody else you like more, and they're telling the truth, and you can prove they're telling the truth, then listen to them. As long as you get the information to be able to step out on. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Look, Facebook, Twitter, all these places, right? They're stifling the ability of conservatives to make money. Right? And really, that simple for me. When it comes to us getting our message out, whenever you're trying to, some of you on Facebook, you get mad because of the feed stops. Well, we get no control over that, and that should show you proof positive what's going to happen in the 2020 election. Right? So if you've got Twitter that's holding, look, I tried to run a political ad last night, very simple one, nothing major. And they denied it several times, no matter what I did to clean it up. Somehow, I broke their guidelines, or I wasn't meeting their guidelines. I wouldn't even know. That's how bad it was. So I just said, you know what, how many times am I going to try? How much time am I going to waste trying to get what they want when I don't really even know what they want? Chris Matthews. That's right, one of my favorite guys. I'm giving up, he's given up hope at this point. You know, he slammed the Democrat president candidates for not going after Senator Bernie Sanders. He wanted them to tear him up on Wednesday night's debate. He told the other Democrats that the senator's running away with this thing, and he can't beat Trump. They're right. Well, actually, none of them up there can beat Trump, frankly. And Matthews doesn't believe that that Pocahontas can beat Trump either. He said, I anticipated last night that the smart move for the Democrat candidate, four or five of them anyway, was to go after Bernie because Bernie's running away with this thing. He's running away with it in California. The other candidates look like they won't even get the threshold of 15%. He could get 40 or 50%. He could get the first ballot nomination the way he's going. And what do? They go after the newbie. Now, Matthew said a personal frustration he had with the candidate, or candidates, was how most of them went after the former New York City Mayor Bloomberg, who made his debut last night, instead of pounding on Sanders. Well, they should have pounded on both of them. I want you guys to be very afraid. I want you to think about something. President Sanders. Really? I mean, come on, think about it. You're saying a lot, like George McGovern, MSNBC host Joe Scarborough asked, referencing the failed presidential candidate. Well, exactly, Matthews replied, because he excited the party completely, blew away a really good candidate, like then-Senator Edwin Muskie. A very good guy blew him right out of the water. Why? Because he had some issues, some minor issues. But these guys know what's going on. I mean, look at, I don't like Matthews. I never have. Right? Full of himself. Sure, he's got all the answers. But they've seen this stuff. They know what's going on. And really, truly, honestly, these guys have a clue as to what you know, to the workings behind the scenes. And if they don't start going after Sanders, but then again, you know what? I wish, leave Sanders alone. I want Bernie. I know. I want Bernie to be the nominee. I really do, because then the rest of us can relax. Nothing to worry about at that point in time. I don't believe for a second that Bernie is ready to run this country. Oh, that people are ready to have Bernie run this country. He keeps talking to Democrats. Socialism or democratic socialism is totally different than socialism. But he never says how. I'd love to know how. What is he talking about? And again, he has no answers. He likens it to Denmark. Denmark is not a totally socialist country. He tries to bring up these countries where he thinks he has the answers, but he never tells you how it works there, what's happening. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about your health care, your ability to truly guide what takes place in your body with a doctor. How to get a doctor to do what you want them to do. Remember, most doctors have to do what they're told to do by the insurance company. They're not practicing medicine. They're practicing insurance. The insurance company lays out step by step what has to be done before they will get paid for anything the doctor does to you. Well, that doesn't have to be the case. And just like you decide what mechanic you go to and what he does to your car and you get the parts back or what have you afterward, you should be able to also dictate how your body's taken care of. Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do mean that sincerely. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being and truly, truly being part of the conversation, not kind of, sort of. So anyway, always a pleasure to have you. Look, at really, really, if you want to take care of your body, you want to do the right thing, you want to make sure that you're getting the services you should be getting, then you need to listen to this. We're back. For those of you like me who love just to eat out of control, you don't know how to take care of yourself, you need some lessons, seriously. And I know we can get some lessons, okay? I know we can get some information on taking care of yourself. Matt Bellis joins me with Liberty Health. Sharon, Matt, always fun to have you with me.
I'm so glad that you started the show that way. Honestly, I'm about to release my full tapes of Jazzercise. So,
well, you,
I don't know if that's still a thing.
my God.
No, actually, I subscribe to the Richard Simmons form of, you know, exercise.
Yeah.
It's always, you know, what is it, work out to disco. Oh, my God. All right. You know, the reason I opened up that way, it's really funny. A lot of my friends, I was with a couple of friends the other day, and everybody has gained weight from the holidays. We're far away from the holidays, but they can't seem to get rid of it. And, you know, I was thinking about Liberty HealthShare. When I lost my weight, when I blew it off, I mean, it was nice to have people encouraging you and talking with you and what have you. Most insurance companies, when you talk to them about, hey, look, I need to blow off some weight, I need to get a little healthy, they go, yeah, okay, we'll send you a discount, you know, club card for the local gym. It's like, look, if I want to go to the gym, I would have gone already. But you have... You know, along with the regular services, you also had added services that you can get somebody to help you work through, you know, losing weight, encouraging you, and that kind of thing, don't you?
Well, if you join Liberty HealthShare and you have what we would consider lifestyle conditions that are conducive to change, obesity being one of them, smoking, diabetes, type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, you know, hypertension, those types of lifestyles are conducive to some sort of lifestyle change that we would sign somebody up for our program called Health Track. Now, Health Track is an extra $80 per month charge when it comes to joining Liberty HealthShare. But you're right. You do get a coach that walks along with you through some predetermined self-set goals that whenever you actually reach those goals, you graduate from Health Track and you retain your Liberty HealthShare membership. And it's a way that we have found as Liberty HealthShare to really start affecting the way people live, to really get to that next level where a lot of people want to be, to have long-lasting good change. And it really just has to do with this simple, common, basic principle is that sometimes we just need a little bit of coaching, need just a little bit of accountability to get us to that next level. And thank goodness we have our health coaches there at Health Track that really help with this because, you know, a guy like myself, I can get bogged down with the stressors of work, the stressors of fatherhood and all the day-to-day things and not be watching what I should be doing health-wise. And if you're in a position where you could use some extra help as well, this is not burdensome. It's not overbearing. It really is somebody who's there to help you reach your goals. So, yes, we have that availability, have that for people to join when it comes to Health Track. And, thankfully, we have that because we've seen some significant change in people's lives.
Well, come on. You and I both know, and you know, I'm at that age where half my life I spent going there after I had trouble, going to the doctor after I had trouble, not really, you know, not really thinking of a preventative kind of way. And it's not preventative medicine to take care of yourself. It's just the right thing to do, you know? And it's not taught to us, is it?
You're right, because we often look within our culture at healthcare as almost a sick care model, where we're not right. Taking care of our health. We're taking care of our illnesses, and we're taking care of the problems after they develop, and we don't have coaches or doctors or hospitals invested in our actual health. So that's why I love being a part of Liberty HealthShare, because it changes that script a little. It changes that whole model around where we start talking about the responsibility that we have within healthcare and the availability and freedom that we have because we're guiding and directing our own healthcare decisions. It's an ownership mindset when it comes to our health, not an entitlement, which often leads to poor decision-making. Ownership means I'm going to look after the assets that I have, make the right decisions to have better health, good health moving forward, and I'm going to treat my health as if I am really looking after it rather than just looking after my illnesses.
You know, I was thinking, you and I talk, we try to relate the cars to healthcare sometimes, and I took my wife's car to simply get the oil change, right? You know, how hard could that be? So I went to get the oil change, and the young lady walked up to the car as they were starting the process, and she talked to me about all the the other things that I could have done, some of the things that she noticed that we wanted to take a look at. And after she was done, you know, talking with me and I gave her some things, roads to go down to check around the car, I was thinking to myself, the healthcare is just the opposite. You go to the doctor, and he's looking at this little checklist from the insurance company, things that he wants to keep you away from, that he can't do for you, and really doesn't even discuss. I mean, there's a lot of great doctors out there, so I'm not disparaging doctors. But when you're under an insurance, quote-unquote, company or policy, they dictate to you how you're going to take care of your body. Where else in your life is that acceptable?
That's the bureaucratization of medicine that we look at and, frankly, abhor, because that is freedom and liberty restrictions where we should actually be making positive decisions on our health care. And you're right. We really don't have that anywhere else in our life, I would say, save probably paying taxes. Yeah. But we as individuals have the ability and freedom in almost every area of our lives to own and make decisions based on what we see and what we need as best. And it really is in the realm of health care where our decisions are made for us, and we just pick from a limited amount of options. And that's just not the way that we run it at Liberty HealthShare. We want maximum freedom and control for the individual within healthcare, supported by a community that whenever those times that are unexpected and unaffordable happen, we're there for them in their time of need.
When we come back, I want to talk about a couple of things. One being, you know, how it is a community. It's a community of people. And I was looking at some stats earlier today that talked about how people heal faster when they have a friendly environment to the hospital, when they have a doctor. Believe it or not, all right, people, you can hang up now if you want to, but when people pray, when a doctor prays with a patient, it's a whole different atmosphere. So we'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. Joe Mancini, your host, just in the Real Side. Don't go far. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump moved to replace his national intelligence director after hearing about a Class 5 briefing on Capitol Hill, according to New York Times reporter Maggie Haberman. She says that briefing included information that Russia is again trying to influence the election and sway voters in 2020 to vote for President Trump.
One official said that their intelligence is that Russia is interfering or attempting to interfere in the 2020 election with the goal of reelecting President Trump. This angered Republicans on the committee who pushed back. And when the president learned about this briefing, he was very upset and berated McGuire, who until today was the head of the ODNI, overseeing the National Intelligence Office.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 128 points and the NASDAQ down 66. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
We are back. You listen to The Real Thought on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I like bringing Matt on with me. You know, again, when it comes to health care, taking care of yourself, some of us are stuck in the old way of doing things. You write a check for the insurance company and hope that they'll cover what it is that you're, the problem that you have. But you should be allowed to do some preventative medicine. You should be allowed to be able to take care of yourself the way you want. Have the doctor actually sit with the doctor and discuss what it is he or she is going to do for you. You don't really get that in an insurance environment. You really don't. The insurance company will decide what 12-step program you're going to be forced to partake of. And I just, for one, have never felt that that was the right way to take care of yourself. Who knows your body better than you do? Matt Bellis joins me as he does, you know, I mean, frankly, what about every other week he comes on the show and gives you some info. Okay, we're back and we're talking about one of our, listen, I have to say for myself, I make healthcare fun. Seriously, healthcare, insurance, I mean, any of the stuff you're talking about, finances, those are all not really exciting things to talk about. But the reality is it's one of those things. You ever see that commercial on TV where the mother and the son are driving down the road and she tells the son he doesn't have to worry about her death because she's got it all taken care of and he's wigging out because he doesn't want to talk about it? There are things you got to talk about. You have to deal with. Things come up in your life. And as unpleasant or maybe unexciting as they might be, you got to deal with them. Take the onus off of others. And frankly, when it comes to your health, there's more than one way. I was going to say there's more than one way to skin a cat, but I think in today's PC world, people would accept that. Anyhow, Matt Bellis joins me from Liberty Healthshare. Always fun when he's with me. But no, seriously, Matt, it's kind of like technology has changed over the years. We're all excited now that we can do our heart rate from our phones, we can do our pulse from our phones, we can send a doctor an EKG if you think something's up from, I don't know, the middle of a national park, and that's all exciting. But when you talk about health sharing as opposed to an insurance policy, you know, people wig out. I don't know why, because you truly now have total control. You have total control over how you take care of your body, how a doctor treats you, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And a lot of times what you're talking about is those disruptive technologies that really change the game and give power back to individuals where they would have to seek gatekeepers to handle those issues for them. And it's in the same mindset when it comes to healthcare sharing. We're trying to remove the gatekeepers, trying to disrupt the industry, where we're giving control and power back to the individual for their healthcare so that they can make the decisions that are best for them. It sounds like a novel concept, not having a bureaucrat 3,000 miles away who's dictating your healthcare life for you. But really, that is a part of what we're able to do within healthcare sharing because of the approach that we take in that self-paid model that is guided by principles and supported by a community. So it is a disruptive way of taking care of your healthcare that allows you to own it, guide it, direct it the way that you want it, rather than some pointy-headed geek some far away.
No, and you know what? I got to tell you something. I won't mention the candidate because I know some people probably, well, maybe not my show, there aren't people who love this guy. Bloomberg opened his mouth about health care the other day, and I want you to think about big government. I want you to think about the mindset of big government. If this doesn't send a chill up your spine, then I don't. You must be deaf and you can't hear the show. Bloomberg came out and they were talking about pancreatic cancer and what have you, and he said, you know, you're 95 years old, you got pancreatic cancer, and, you know, maybe we just say, you've lived a great life, you know, go home, sit by the pool, sit on a porch and enjoy your last days. And I'm thinking, if that doesn't tell you the way government thinks about you as a whole, what would happen if you had single-payer health care? And as I've joked with you before, you know, the death squads, you would really have a death squad to speak of, a panel that sits there and decides whether you live or die. And I'm not comfortable with that. Are you?
Well, it really goes to a moral question whenever you start speaking that way. The practical side of it is our country is replete with people who didn't get start until they were retired. We have business owners and innovators and entrepreneurs who really got their going whenever they retired. And so just because you are a person in your latter years does not mean that you are now all of a sudden useless. That kind of thinking, that retirement mentality where it says, I'm done working, I need to shut everything down, really is, I think, a moral affront to really the value that all people have in all stages of life. And there is by no way any part of me, morally speaking, where I would give up that power of my life and livelihood and my future to a bureaucrat who has no intention of really knowing who I am, what value I have as an individual. It really is a collectivist mindset rather than an individualistic mindset. And there's just, that's replete with problems.
Now it's funny, you talk about, membership and we talk about, you know, faith-based issues and what have you. And you and I were talking during the break, one of the studies that I've looked at over and over and over again. First of all, people heal faster when the care that they're getting is friendly and warm and, you know, people are there and they're talking with you. People who pray, whose doctors pray for them before they go into an operation, they also heal faster, higher success rates. And these aren't just two Christian guys spewing this stuff. There's actually studies done, around this kind of thing. So, you know, some of the terminologies that we use, people think it's a spiritually hooky scenario, and it's not, because we do believe in prayer. We do believe that God watches over us, and we can ask Him for help and guidance. And that's another thing I love about Liberty Health Share, is that it truly is a community. People do reach out to you when allowed to. They reach out to you and give you well wishes and prayers and what have you, right?
Well, it's amazing to me. If you were to go to almost any doctor in the country, go to a hospital, take out a doctor, just ask them through your day-to-day work and when you see patients and how you interact with them, would you suggest that they pray or not pray? You're going to get an overwhelming answer that doctors would say, pray. because they not only have probably direct interactions with their own prayer life, or however they interact with their spirituality, but they can see that it works. The practicality of it is that, yeah, these things, not sure how it all works out, but, you know, I'm just a physician under the great physician. There is something to be said about prayer in healthcare. So, honestly, I suggest anybody just walk into a hospital, start meandering the halls, poking your head in rooms, and just start talking to doctors about what do you think about prayer in healthcare. You're going to give an overwhelming answer to say, not only works it, but I suggest it.
Well, you know, I thought was interesting was that people need to realize, again, when you look at what's going on, technology is advancing. A friend of mine just had a knee replacement, and the doctor basically sat in the chair. A little robotic arm did most of the work. Same thing with the artificial intelligence now when it comes to the medical world. A lot of the insurance companies are pushing towards you going through a process where a computer decides the work that you need done. Isn't that great that the computer can look in your eyes and see how you're feeling? So it is imperative that people learn how to take control of their health. Take control of their bodies and really get the help that they need and talk to the doctor the way they need to talk with the doctor. It's crazy. So, hey, Matt, tell people how they can get more information. I know you have an information packet and where they can get more information on Liberty HealthShare.
Sure, just go to libertyhealthshare.org, libertyhealthshare.org, download our decision guide right there off of the website. Really helpful to walk you through what it means to be a member of Liberty HealthShare. So that's libertyhealthshare.org. You can also give us a call, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, or again, libertyhealthshare.org.
Well, listen, always a pleasure. I appreciate the time. People, you got to check it out. You know, you don't get any information if you sit there and think about it. You got to call these people and find out what's... And there are live people at the other end you can actually talk to. You don't have to worry about AI. Anyway, Matt, always a pleasure to have you with me.
Always a pleasure to be here, Joe. Thanks.
You know, I always appreciate when he's on, too, because I got to tell you, we get information that you normally don't get, and some of you don't give me this, you don't read any more than I do, for God's sakes. You already know that. But I love when I have Matt on, because Matt will give you the information plain and simple. Any sixth grader can figure this out, right? I mean, seriously. And again, I do appreciate the time that he spends with us, because there's so much going on out there, so much happening that... when it comes to health care, stories that really don't make sense, things happening that you're being told are happening and they're not. When we come back, she's at it again. The word of the hour, biphobia. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. You listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Be part of the conversation, part of the solution. You know, on this show, quite a few months now, we broke the original story about Congresswoman Katie Hill, or disgraced Democratic Congresswoman Katie Hill. And she has been on this kick where, again, proof positive that this is the party of non-responsibility. So she's been running around. It is everybody else's fault but hers. She did nothing wrong. This has to do with people like me that that don't like her or don't like Democrats or don't, you know, were Republican operatives, all every catchphrase you can think of. But the reality is she did something wrong. She said that she had to resign. You ready for this? The woman of the, I mean, the word of the hour, biphobia. We have a new one now. So, transphobia, biphobia, gayphobia, homophobia, whatever. And because she's a woman. So apparently, if you're bisexual but you're a male, you get away with it. If you're bisexual, you're a woman, you don't. That's not true. You know, seriously. I'm sorry. Weinstein? Let's talk about him, okay? Here's a guy. He got away with it forever. Do you know why he got away with it for so long? Because the women covered for him. Men didn't cover for him. The women who had already been part of it, who wouldn't speak up, who wouldn't say anything, who actually led some of those other women to the slaughter, they didn't stick up. So look what happened. You know, now I want you to think about something. She is the first woman in U.S. history to resign from Congress over sex scandals. So if it's all about beating on women, holding women to a higher standard, why haven't more? There's been more women in Congress that have had this problem. It's because of the amount of lies she built up. She won't come on this show. Katie Hill, or anybody who knows, you are welcome anytime you want to. You can come on this show and state your case. Prove your case. But you won't do it. I know you won't. You ignore me on Twitter like you do others. I respond to some of the stuff you write. You're not interested. You go on George Stephanopoulos' show. Wow, there's a hard-hitting show that you go on. Right? George said your story exploded. How much of that is tied to the fact, in your mind, that you're bisexual? She said, well, a lot of it. No. Had nothing to do with it. Nobody cares, really, who you were sleeping with or not sleeping with. If you go look at what I wrote, I called you out on what you lied about. I called you out on your oath of office that you said that you would uphold the Constitution. You broke laws that you voted on. But you never talk about that. Why not? So it's not just a mere fact that you're biased, because nobody really cares who you're sleeping with, frankly. We care that you were lying about it. And you're still lying about it. And that will come out. I promise you, it will come out. You know, even right now, where are you living? Who are you living with? What have you got going on in your life? Now, ultimately, you're not a public figure anymore, so it's really none of our business. But you're keeping yourself a public figure. You're making sure that you're tweeting on a regular basis on how you were harmed. Now you're going to George Stephanopoulos' show, and you talk about how you didn't do anything wrong. Okay, you did it with one outside staffer, but you didn't do it with the campaign, not the campaign person, but the actual person that worked in your congressional office. Your whole office knows that's not true. People in D.C. know that's not true. When are you going to tell the truth? I mean, seriously, it's over now. So when are you going to tell the truth? You know, the question he asked her is, do you regret stepping down or making the decision? She said it was the right thing to do. Yeah, you know why? They were going to force her out if she didn't step down. She said, I think a lot of it is tied to the fact that I'm a woman, that we haven't seen as many of the sex scandals with women. Really? Why don't you do a little history? Why don't you do a little homework and find out how many men have been brought up on sex charges in the Congress, have been forced out because of sex? Why do you think you don't have a, what do they call it, pages anymore? Why don't you look that up and find out what that's all about? Would you please get some information before you start spewing this sea of garbage out of your mouth? Seriously. It is truly getting old. Now, something that never gets old is the president at his rallies. They're just beautiful. They're wonderful. I love them. How about a couple? You want a couple of good ones from him? Anybody with me? You want some good clips from him tonight? Here, take a listen. This is his take on the Democrat debates.
And I don't know if anybody watched last night's debate. It got very big ratings. And you know what? Minnie Mike didn't do well last night. I was going to send him a note saying, it's not easy doing what I do, is it? Not easy. It's not easy, Mike. Not easy for any of them. Now, Mike didn't do too well. He went way down. How about Klobuchar? Did you see her? She choked. She choked.
I still say she sounded more like an irritated, you know, young girl in high school or junior high school. You know, pick me, why didn't you pick me, why are you picking on me, kind of thing. Then she did somebody running for president. And they make fun of him. She deserves what she's getting.
She choked. She couldn't breathe. Alfred E. Newman looked at her and said, something slightly derogatory. And she said, are you accusing me of being dumb? Who would make a statement like that? Because that's really what he was doing, but he doesn't want to say that. Now, how about that? Are you saying I'm dumb? That was the end of her campaign in my book, you know. You don't say that. Even if it's true, you don't say that, right?
Yeah, don't you? I love this stuff because it's exactly right. He's not being presidential to some. Some feel like he's not doing the right thing here, right? But here's the deal. He needs to call them out. He needs to speak to them in the only way they know how. All right, here's a clip for him on draining the swamp and how deep it actually is. And I still say he hasn't said it. I don't think he realized how deep it actually was.
Whatever happened to the 33,000 emails? Whatever happened? 33,000, she deleted them and acid washed them. And she didn't get in trouble. Can you imagine if a Republican did that? They would want to bring back the death penalty, right? Two standards, but I think things are happening. I think... You know, I said drain the swamp. I just never knew how deep it was. We have more garbage in the swamp than you would ever believe.
No, seriously, people. I mean, I really don't think, you know, he knew it was corrupt, and he knew it was bad, but I don't think he really knew how bad it was. I don't think anybody really understands how bad it was or is. And if you think you know it all, you're really in bad shape. You know, and these people, they got a lot of money to lose. Remember that. Oh, sorry. There's a lot going on. They have a lot of money to lose if they don't allow some of their, lobbying friends up there. Here's Trump on Bloomberg. Bloomberg.
Bloomberg made a fool out of himself last night. He choked. He's another one. He's going, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. Don't ask me the question. Please. I look at my wife. I said, let's send him a little note. It's not so easy up there to do what I did, right? Not so easy.
You know, and people, again, they're mad at him on the left. Not on the right, obviously. But the people on the left are very mad at him for not being presidential. I don't want him to be presidential. I want him to be a fighter. I want him to put on a set of gloves. I want him to make sure that people know he's not going to put up with their garbage. That simple. We want to make sure. Listen, I don't want a guy in there that's going to speak properly. I don't even care if he doesn't dress properly. None of that means anything. What's he going to get done? It's what I said to you earlier. I don't care how tall, how short, how fat, how thin, what color skin you have. None of that stuff means anything to me whatsoever. Can you do the job? Can you get the job done that I need you to get done? That's really what it boils down to. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down. Head out to the website, therealside.com. Pick up the apps. We have Android apps. We have Apple, the Apple app. We can grab the show anytime from anywhere, pump it through your car system so you can listen to it in your car going down the road. Check out the stations and the times on the website. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. We're here all week. Hopefully you'll be with us.